Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based. Think Plant-Based. Make sure to check out recipes, health tips, travel tips at www.thinkplantbased.com.
And we're officially on iTunes, so please rate and write us a review on iTunes.
Write us a review. Give us 2 stars, 3 stars, maybe 5 stars.
Let us know. Oh, for sure, 5.
Yeah, I mean, who would give us 2 stars anyways, yeah. Right? But yeah, make sure to do that because that's how we get found.
And here we are.
Yep. We got some very special guest.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we met her actually at that special dinner, right? We were up for a nice treat. We didn't even know what's going to happen, right, that night.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then all of a sudden we end up going to this movie dinner thing that they were filming. And, you know, we met her and she turned out to be a pretty amazing person.
Right. And here she is. Hi, Danielle.
Danielle.
Hi. How are you guys?
Pretty good. And you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm amazing. I couldn't be better.
That's great. How did your day go today?
Oh, it was wonderful. I'm in the middle of teaching a raw food chef certification course, and I have a group of people who are just super excited, and they're super positive, and it's such a great energy, and we had the best dinner. It was a hemp Caesar kale salad with...
Oh, yum.
We made these lion's mane mushroom bacon. So we marinated the lion's mane, and then we dehydrated it, and the flavor was just unreal. We put the over top of the salad with some sesame parmesan with nutritional yeast in it, and some cherry tomatoes and raw crackers, and it was absolutely my favorite.
Where do you get the lion's mane?
Well, you know what's really amazing is it's actually a local wild forage lion's mane here in Canmore, Alberta, where I live.
Oh, wow.
So it's from the farmer's market. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was really lucky to find it.
That's really lucky.
It's pretty rare, too,
it is.
Actually.
Yeah.
I only know it on capsules or like in like a mushroom powder form I get sometimes or something. But that's amazing. You got it fresh and you could make a meal out of it.
Wow. Yeah, it was really amazing. So delicious, so flavorful.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, so tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself and what you're all about and what you're up to.
Yeah, well, I'm a raw food chef and educator, and I have 5 cookbooks now that I've published.
Wow. Whoa.
The recent being Heal and Ignite, and that one was published in 2017 in January. And I'm a motivational speaker, international speaker, and I teach raw food chef certification courses around the world. But, you know, it's funny because like when people ask you that question, that's the answer, right? They want to hear like what you do and, oh, but there's so much more.
Oh, I bet.
I'm a rock climber. I love traveling. I have a wonderful family, 2 sisters, a brother, a mom and dad, and I'm so lucky. I'm living my dream, even though there's a lot of struggles involved in being an entrepreneur and, you know, especially financial risks and things like that. But for me, the message that I'm sharing with the world is so worth me sacrificing, you know, other things because it's such a bigger message than me. And if I can, you know, spread my message and reach more people, I really believe that it can help people with their health and their well-being and their happiness. And then everybody will be affected. The whole world will be a little happier. So,
totally.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's kind of why I'm doing what I'm doing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I can tell you're very passionate about what you're doing. That's amazing. Is your family as well in Kenmore? Do they live there?
No, my sister lives here right now, but at the end of the month, she's moving back to Vancouver Island, and then the rest of my family is on Vancouver Island.
Oh,
so I'm very lucky that I get to visit once in a while because they're really wonderful people and just wonderful to be around as well. So,
right.
So that's nice. Yeah, I'm very lucky.
What keeps you in Kenmore?
Oh, the mountains.
The beauty. Yeah.
The beauty
of Kenmore,
the mountains,
right?
Here are just unreal. Like, Every day still. Yeah. I've been here for 4 years now. Every day I'm just like, this place, like, wow, the mountains are so beautiful. The valley's quite tight. I'm only 15 minutes from Banff National Park, which was the first national park established in Canada, and it's absolutely beautiful. And the Rocky Mountains here are fabulous. So there's a lot of climbing, a lot of hiking, a lot of outdoor adventure, and a lot of really conscious, forward-thinking, awesome people that live here. So, yeah, this is my place.
Did you grow up there, or did you grow up in Vancouver Island?
No, not even, actually. Oh. I grew up in Saskatchewan.
Oh, wow, okay.
My whole family. Yeah, we grew up in Saskatchewan. I left Saskatchewan when I was 19, and I moved to Calgary to study a Bachelor's of Education at the University of Calgary. And then I graduated with that degree and studied the Master of Teaching program there. And then I moved abroad. And my parents were, my family stayed in Saskatchewan at the time. And I was actually abroad for 7 years. I lived in Mexico for 3 years and South Korea for 4 years right after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The traveler.
Yeah, so that was,
got so many cultures.
That was quite the adventure.
Yeah.
I must say. Yeah.
And what did you get you motivated to go on the plant-based route?
Yeah.
Well, I've been vegetarian since I was 17 years old, and it wasn't for any particular reason that, I decided to make that transition in my life. It was, some friends were vegetarian, and I didn't really like the taste or the smell of meat very much. So it was easy for me to sort of do that. And then the more that I learned about the plant-based lifestyle, the more that I discovered and the more that unfolded. So it wasn't just about, being trendy, but the decision that I made would have far-reaching implications. So not only my health, but the environment, and as well as the animals. So for me, it's like a three-pronged approach. I think, choosing a plant-based diet is the single biggest environmental and health choice that you can make for your life as an individual. And so, if I'm living according to my values and according to the things that I believe, then the choice for me is clearly a plant-based lifestyle. I care about the environment. I care about the sustainability of our planet. I care about caring for our planet and, consciously existing on the earth. So not taking more than I need, not destroying nature around me. So as this is so prevalent already in society, and we're not living a sustainable life. So for me, the plant-based choice is an easy way to connect deeper with nature because I'm more conscious about the choices that I make.
Right.
And then, yeah, totally.
Yeah. And then health. I mean, absolutely. Health is huge. I mean, we've only got our bodies for one time in this, in history. So we might as well feel good while we're in these bodies. And the way to take care of your body is to eat healthy and, exercise. And people eat healthy means different things to different people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that I know say they eat healthy, but in fact, they don't eat healthy at all.
yeah.
At all.
I eat a little bit meat, right? And then you're like, are you sure?
So like, I'm healthy. I only eat fish. Yeah. Like, I'm okay. And dairy.
I don't drink dairy, but dairy is in a lot of products, It's not just like the dairy itself, right? Like it's hidden in ingredients. If you don't read ingredients, you actually forget how much you actually eat of dairy. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, preservatives, like today in class, we were talking about preservatives in food. I mean, this stuff is in so much food. More than 50% of the North American diet is processed food.
Right.
So that's crazy.
That's nice.
And I think it's even more than that, So if it's something like 70% of our food is processed, then guaranteed we're eating something that really shouldn't be in our bodies. It's not whole foods. It's not plant-based or, it's usually chemical derivatives.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for me, my health matters. And so I make the choice to eat a plant-based whole foods diet most of the time. I do allow myself to indulge. I always stick to a strict plant-based diet, and I haven't veered off that at all for 12 years now. But sometimes I eat cooked food. So I'm mostly raw. I eat mostly raw foods, but, you know, I try not to bother too much. Sometimes I even drink a glass of wine. Oh, no. So,
oh, no. Yeah.
It's balance, right?
Exactly. Sure. No, yeah.
Because you can get so stressed out about, like, what you're eating. You know, I remember when I started my raw food journey, I was always thinking, oh, I want to make sure I eat raw food, you know. But sometimes I was traveling and all I could get was, like, bananas. And after a while, I just got bored of eating bananas. I like variety, yeah. You know, so it's really a combination. And for me, I want to make sure it's whole foods, plant-based foods I'm eating, you know, I'm sticking to that for sure, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and it's unfortunate. So instead of, you know, my message is instead of saying, yeah, look at all the things we're doing wrong, like look at all the horrible things we're eating. I mean, you know, everybody kind of already knows that. So,
right?
The question, I mean, we know, come on, we know we're not eating the best we could, but we do anyways, and it's not our fault necessarily.
No, not
at all. But the fact is that I like to, it's like, it's about positivity. It's about the add-on diet. Instead of feeling deprived because you can't eat all these, you know, favorite foods of yours, feel excited because you get to try all these new different foods, like that crazy lion's mane, you know, dehydrated, smoky, delicious sweet treat.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Really good. I want to try that now. I just have to find some lion's mane.
Yeah, good luck here in Vancouver.
No, you can do it with anything. The original recipe was actually coconut flakes.
Oh, okay.
So like a coconut flakes, but what you want is that kind of oily, and then you dehydrate it, it becomes like oily and crispy with the same flavors that the industry would, you know, make with bacon, except it's not carcinogenic, horrible flavors. It's, you know, maple syrup and olive oil and chipotle. So, you know, we're getting like the whole food aspect, but we're able to sort of mimic some of those foods that, you know, people, especially in the transition phase, they really miss.
Totally.
So, yeah. And for me, that kind of food is like an indulgence, like a gourmet food. Mm-hmm. But it makes it exciting. You know, it makes it exciting. And it's so easy. And being so easy, it's even more amazing because you empower people to be able to make that kind of food at home and that they can change their diets and they do have the power to become more healthy. And it's all about small, permanent changes because, you know, drastic diet changes are really difficult for people to continue. We all know, you know, these resolutions we make and, you know, nothing really changes. Some people manage to do the change, which is amazing. But for a huge majority of people, they don't, you know, the falling off the bandwagon, it's a phrase for a reason.
Right.
So it's all about small permanent changes that you can manage. And then it becomes habit, and then it becomes your life, lifestyle.
Totally.
So, yeah. So that's what I aim to inspire people to do: is incorporate little changes here and there, like learning how to make your own kimchi and sauerkraut. I mean, when you get into the world of fermentation, it's super cool.
That's like a science.
Made. It's awesome.
Cool. Cool,
I love it.
Yeah.
Weird science. Yeah.
We don't eat enough fermented foods in general, you know. I find.
No. Mm-hmm.
So
no, we need to eat way more.
We do.
I try to eat a fermented food every day. So
that
could be kimchi, that could be some kombucha, that could be cashew cheese. I recently made a fermented goji berry superpower superfood hot sauce.
Mm.
It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Like sweet and spicy and incredible.
That's
so that's
awesome.
Fermented. Yeah. And, you know, the fermented foods are going to give you so many probiotics, and that is, you know, how you can repair the gut. 90% of our immune system lies in the gut. So when we have an unhealthy gut, we have, you know, we're sick. We're going to be sick.
Right.
Yeah. Totally. And it's going to show up in all different kinds of symptoms. And then, you know, you're going to be treated for, if you don't take charge yourself, you might, you know, someone might suggest that you take certain medications, and those medications will only help your symptoms. They will not actually get to the root cause.
Right. They're a band-aid.
Yeah.
But they don't maybe
food is
fix
a slow
it.
Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Let food be your medicine, right? That's how I see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. I fully believe that. I might even get that tattooed on me one day.
Totally, yeah. So what inspired you to become a plant-based chef?
Oh, well, I mean, the journey's been a long one. As I mentioned, you know, going from kind of junk food vegetarian, you know, my early 20s, eating a lot of, I mean, it wasn't ever that bad. My parents raised me in with a consciousness of eating healthy. But again, you know, what was healthy, what I thought was healthy wasn't necessarily, you know, it wasn't awful. But, right. I mean, just the idea of organic food. I mean, I strictly eat organic food now. It's just, I can't not. I mean, non-organic food is super scary, and I just don't want to be ingesting all those pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and things. And so I choose organic. So before, I wasn't. And it wasn't until I moved to Mexico that I actually switched to a strictly plant-based diet. So at that point, I stopped eating cheese and eggs. And it was because I went to a PETA conference, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Okay.
And I saw how the animals were being treated. And yes, of course, they do use shock value to convince people. But hey, it worked for me.
Well, and it worked for me too.
Yeah. And that's not at all what I share in my courses. For me, it's all about positivity and, you know, but for me, that was something that I was absolute a hard line. I did not want to participate in that industry. I did not want to participate. So I started making my own food. And, you know, instead of going out in restaurants, I'd make my own food at home. I started experimenting and I started really getting excited with like different flavors and flavor combinations. And this was in Mexico. And then I moved to Korea. And then all of a sudden, there was all these new food, vegetables that I'd never like used before, different fruits. Like I'd never used persimmon before or daikon radish. And those are really prolific in Korean cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was exciting to try to make all these new foods. And I was really surprised by some of the deliciousness I would come up with. And, you know, I never really followed recipes. I would just play around in my kitchen because I didn't really get or understand or know about the world of recipe books because, oh my gosh, there are so many incredible recipe books out there, but I had no idea at this point. I didn't know there were plant-based, you know, recipe books. There's like, you know, maybe 1,000 of them out there now.
Right.
There
oh, yeah. Tons.
So many. I mean, I've got 5 right there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so I was experimenting and then I met my neighbor and I was teaching English at the time and rock climbing a lot. And, she was a cook as well. And we started like knocking on each other's door and sharing food with each other and just being like really excited about all these different kinds of combinations. And I get super excited about what she made because it'd be super different from what I made. And then we would hike in the mornings and we started talking about making a cookbook.
Oh, nice.
So we decided to make a little cookbook, 50 pages. I think there's like 20 recipes in one of them or something like that. And we published them in November 2011 under the pseudonym of The Kitchens of Pinch and Dash. And then we released it at an event called Women Create, where I actually was the MC of the event. And all the women from the town came, many of the expat foreigners, you know, from all over the world. Many of the Korean women came and displayed art, and there was dancing and singing and baked goods and all this kind of stuff of people, women making cool things in Seoul. So we had our little cookbook, Jessica and I, and it was called Share Autumn. And it was inspired by the beautiful autumn foods and the autumn colors. And as soon as we released this cookbook, people started asking us, well, when does winter come out? And we were like, oh no, we're it's coming out in winter, I guess. And then we were like, okay, I guess we have to do all of them, the spring and the summer as well. So we worked really hard that year, and we ended up publishing 4 cookbooks within a year, which I think back on it, I'm like, how did we do that?
Well, and they were all plant-based?
Yeah,
they're vegan, gluten-free, but they're not all raw. There's several cooked recipes, and then, years later, I kind of wanted to revive them, but just because she's in Florida, she's got her beautiful family. I actually believe that they're moving to Colombia as well. So, she's got her thing going. She's so amazing. What a wonderful woman. I'm so blessed to have, made those cookbooks with her. That just led me to decide to create my own book. Mm-hmm. So I created my own, the 5th one, and that was Healing Ignite that came out. So why did I become a plant-based chef, along with the story?
exactly.
I started experimenting with food, and then I made these cookbooks. And when I moved back to Canada, I was kind of at a crossroads of, do I want to teach? Do I want to teach in a high school? Do I want to teach in a university? Where do I want to teach? And the food thing just kept coming back and back, and I decided to become a raw food chef and educator. So that process took a few years, and I went through several programs. And finally, those programs inspired me to basically create my business, Pacha Vega Living Foods Education, and to spread the word and to teach people how to eat delicious and healing plant-based whole food recipes. And another huge inspiration of mine was the Ann Wigmore Institute. So I went there and spent 3 weeks there in 2012. Oh, wow. And that was extremely foundational.
Is that in South America?
It's in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. And wow, what an incredible family, what an incredible facility, what an incredible school, again, Ann Wigmore Institute. Very healing foods, very caring atmosphere, lots of wheatgrass juicing, lots of fermented foods. But I was missing some desserts, so that's why I studied again when I came back to Canada. And then from that, I combined the courses that I had studied, and I created my business and the Raw Chef Certification course that I teach, which now has over 110 graduates, and I'm in the middle of teaching my 17th course.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Congrats.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Amazing. So what does Pacha Vega mean? Does it have any special meaning?
Yeah, Pacha Vega. It's a kind of a made-up name. I created the name, and it comes from Pachamama, which means Mother Earth in the Quechua, South American indigenous language. And so for me, the connection to the earth is a big part of my business, and sustainability, and really being conscious of where I'm choosing to find my food sources and things like that. So that was a big part of the company sort of philosophy. And then Vega comes from, vegetarian, vegetable, vegan.
Right.
So it's great. a quaint word. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what are your future plans then? Are you going to continue to cook? Or where do you see yourself going with that? You going to continue to keep doing that? Or I know you got a special thing going on.
You can tell the listeners about it.
Yeah,
please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got so many ideas all the time. my main, as you know, because you attended the dinner, I'm working on a television show right now. So it's called Heal and Ignite Across Canada. And it's where we meet with experts and plant-based nutritionists, athletes, authors, holistic nutritionists, and we discover how plant-based whole foods can heal the body and ignite the spirit. And we go and we spend time outside, outdoors, doing fun outdoor activities, adventure sports like rock climbing, caving, canyoning, stand-up paddleboard, yoga, all that kind of stuff, and show how a plant-based lifestyle can really fuel you towards your happiest and healthiest self. So I just finished filming the BC episode, which you both will be in.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay!
We made a cameo. we might be in the back there. Yeah.
Eating your delicious food.
Mm-hmm. And I was so lucky to have such great experts on board. So Vicente Molina, Brenda Davis would have been there. She was out of town. But and also Aaron Ash, Julia Murray, Adam Hart, and Shauna Barker. So really, really lucky. And then some of my friends came along who were a huge support. So that's the BC episode, but we still have 9 more provinces and 8 more provinces and 3 more territories to do. So we have to fundraise or get some money somehow to pay for the editing of the BC episode. So that's $10,000 that we're looking for. And I'm not going to go the crowdfunding route because I've done that before and, you know, not with much success. And I'm kind of, I think I've exhausted my friends' bank accounts. So I'm looking for more corporate sponsors and even like sponsors that would like to be showcased in the show that align with my values and, you know, what I would like to share. And there are many of those people. So it's been really great to connect with people and, you know, especially people who believe in what you believe in and really support the idea of, you know, helping the world and helping people recover from conditions that plague them by the use of, you know, just eating, by eating really good, awesome, amazing food that tastes good and is good for you.
Yeah, totally.
And it's way, way easier than you think.
It is.
Which is why it's like, I got to tell people.
Yeah,
they're
just
so
easy. best kept secret of the world, and you try to explain to people and they think you're crazy.
Right. Oh,
I know how Einstein and like all those, you know, famous people from the past must have felt when they had this revolutionary thing and no one believed them and now they're idolized.
Crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy. What are you talking about?
Most of the people eat the food we should eat, right? That's the right thing to eat because most people eat that way, right? That's sometimes how we get brainwashed too because everyone else is doing it. We're just following the herd, right?
Yeah,
but that's not really the right thing to do.
It's a super crazy world. It's a super crazy industry. Like the more you know, like I've studied so much and I know a lot and it's messed up like on a great level. Like the government, the FDA, you know, the or whole organic certification, like it's all crazy. So for me, it's like, how do you find a balance in your life and the lifestyle that you choose to live and, you know, being aligned with your ethics at the same time? So it takes effort because you have to do the research because it's not as obvious as the, you know, the man would like you to.
Right.
So, you know, there's, you know, big pharma and the dairy industry and, you know, these people, you know, different values.
The more you look into it, the more you're just like, whoa, what world are we living
in? Exactly.
You almost don't want to know what's going on because there's just so much not good things going on with the world. And it's just the more you look into it, the more you're just like, oh my.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Which is why, like, if I did that, I'd be miserable, I'm sure. So instead, I choose to focus on all the amazingness.
On the positive.
And then by doing that, you're not supporting the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the silent, it's like the silent protest of, you know, I don't support at all that. So I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to tell other people to buy it. I'm going to tell her people to buy the other stuff, the good stuff.
Right.
And I'm going to spread the message that way. And
right.
So everybody knows. Everybody knows there's some darkness in, you know, the food industry. And it's tied to money and power. And it's not for the good of all. And my consciousness, you know, I have to live my life with the intention of, you know, being good to people, because for me that matters, you know, and I want to see people thrive and I want to see people happy. And when I see people not happy and sick, it hurts me. So, so I'm here to to help.
Well, you're doing the right job for you and to the planet. You know, I can tell, like, you're just inspiring so many people. And that's the thing we have to envision daily, you know, that people are waking up, you know, that they are more aware of what's going on. And a lot of people want to make a change, you know. It's better to believe that than thinking of how many people are still asleep and don't want to know what's going on, you know, because that doesn't motivate us to do what we believe in doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, you just have to live by example and then, you know, like I said, find the balance. When you're more balanced, okay, for example, for me, like I feel quite emotionally balanced in my life and I feel blessed that I've come to this point. And because of that, it allows me to see the bigger picture. And I can also understand that, you know, everyone else has their journey. Everyone has their own personal journey. And everyone is where they are at in the moment. Right. And, you know, I used to eat meat when I was little. I used to eat cheese and eggs and totally ignorant, you know? Mm-hmm. So at one point I was like that. And so there's no point in passing judgment. All we need to do is to educate. And with the education comes a responsibility of, you know, sharing the information when people want to hear it instead of trying to force people when they're not ready, you know?
And totally.
Yeah.
People, they have their own personal choices, so they can choose what they want. And, you know, but I think that inherently all people are good. And so if you get to the bottom of the food that you eat, you can see that, you know, plants are rooted in a more peaceful, balanced, sustained life. And, you know, the animal industry is rooted in violence and horror and grossness. So what part do you want to partake in is my question, I guess.
Who do you want to pay towards? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what do you want to support?
Yeah, what do you want to support?
That's a big question. Yeah, is there anything else you like to mention we didn't mention to our audience yet?
I love traveling, and I've fallen completely in love with Nicaragua. It's an incredible country with incredible people, and I'm going to be spending, I think, most of my time there versus Canmore. So Canmore in the summer is like 4 months, and then Nicaragua the rest of the year. I plan on teaching my raw food chef courses in Nicaragua on Ometepe Island, as well as doing like fitness retreats and different like retreats for people to come, like juice cleanses and things. So, you know, I really invite people to come check it out there because it's quite a magical place.
Yeah, that sounds adventurous.
I've never been, but you make it sound so amazing. I might have to go.
There's like monkeys, like howler monkeys that are like very haunting. Have you heard of howler monkey?
I've heard of them, yeah.
It's like this deep, like,
I've seen them in documentaries.
Yeah.
Wow, they wake you up instead of the cuckoo-doo-doo or whatever. It's a monkey that wakes you up.
The monkey.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Is it? Yeah.
They totally wake you up. Yeah. They start howling at dawn, just like 5:30 a.m. And and there's like the volcanoes and the Ojo de Agua, which is like a volcanic spring of like fresh water. And, you know, there's horses that just people like ride their horses down the street and simple life. It's awesome. And there's a lot of like really cool expats and foreigners like moving there and starting up really like nice sustainable businesses that are, you know, so for example, there's a raw chocolate factory. Yes. A raw chocolate factory, the chocolate paradise, they call it. There's a cafe called Cafe Campestre, which has incredible food that's farm to table. So it's essentially like they pick the grains in the morning from the farm and bring it over to the restaurant. It's just the list goes on, and I'm really lucky to have been able to spend some time there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, come visit me in Nicaragua.
Yeah, sounds great. We'll have to do that for sure.
You live quite the adventurous life.
Yeah,
it's amazing. That's great.
Oh, and Sea Shepherd. Did I say Sea Shepherd?
Yes, please mention it too.
Yeah.
I wasn't too sure if you want to mention it, but yeah, please go ahead. That's amazing to hear
as
well.
Oh my gosh, I'm so
I know you have so much happening. You know, it's hard to put it all in one podcast, right?
I know, and sometimes it's hard to even believe that it's my life. But yeah, I'm going to spend a couple months on the JPD Sea Shepherd ship off the coast of the Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean, and support them by being their chef and making incredible, delicious food for the crew. Sea Shepherd's an incredible organization that basically patrols waters of international waters, looking for poachers to stop illegal fishing. And, illegal fishing is really decimating our oceans. So if we can prevent people from just taking, then, we can save our oceans a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy to be able to go and to support them.
That is really, really cool and noble.
So brave of you.
And brave of you. Just be careful. Yeah, those pirates can get crazy.
Yeah.
No, I think
because there are no laws, right? On the ocean. Like,
no, there's
they
no
can
laws.
Even kill people, right? And then it's like, you don't end up in jail.
There's
I mean, I don't want to scare you.
Waters,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a, I don't know, if, but basically kind of have to like say that you're willing to die.
Well, you.
Which is super intense.
Whoa. You, I mean, warrior, happen, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you can die anytime. You can die walking across the street.
You get hit like, by a bus
right.
tomorrow. Like,
it'd
no
be
one
cool.
Knows.
Well, it wouldn't be cool to die. I don't want to die. But I mean, like if that happens, so be it. I lived a crazy, wonderful, amazing, incredible life already. So.
Well, I'm sure we will talk to you.
Yeah, we'll have you back on the podcast when you get back. When you do get back. I'm not. You will get back.
Yeah,
yes,
totally. You will get back. And then you tell us about your amazing adventures, with the Sea Shepherds.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can the listeners find you, like online and everywhere?
Yeah, online. It's pachavega.com, PACHAVEGA. And then Instagram at pachavega, as well as on Facebook, Pachavega Living Food Education.
Perfect.
And then actually my... You can find me, Danielle Arsenault, raw food chef and educator.
Sounds
also
good.
Known as the raw vegan chef.
Ah.
Awesome.
We'll put that up in the show notes so everyone can remember all those.
Yeah, exactly.
And find you and come to your courses when you come back.
No, just
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your day and be safe.
Yeah.
On your
Thank
adventures,
you very much.
And we see you when you get back, I'm sure, on wherever you will be and wherever we will be.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yes, we'll keep in touch. Amazing. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you for
Thank
your time.
You. Yeah.
Take care, yeah? Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ciao.